When Betty Attar arrived in Innisfil to be closer to her daughter and granddaughter, the clothing depot was already established. But Attar, looking to become immersed in her community, figured she could pitch in. "When I moved to Innisfil, I wanted to volunteer. It's something that's always been close to my heart," she explains. "I saw the Innisfil Community Church posted something about the Soul Sisters group and shopping night. So I joined the Soul Sisters group, a women's group connected to the church. I didn't know what it was." She started working as a volunteer one day a week, going through the donations and organizing clothes. She also got to know the community and met lots of people. 6 years later, Attar is the organization's lead volunteer, helping to provide clothes to members of the community who can't afford it. "I took over and made some changes," says the retired Toronto insurance broker. "I keep making changes and adding on hours to me." Initially, clothes were distributed through a monthly shopping night where clients could come and choose what they wanted at no charge. But the demand kept increasing. And then the space was reduced when the food bank required some room. Attar said it would quickly become chaotic as 75 people worked through the room. "So shopping nights were set for twice each month and they were limited to 40 people, but clients are asked to come just once per month to ensure more people have access. Part of the job is to ensure there's enough to go around as well," Attar explains. The program also responds to day-to-day needs. There are homeless who come in, along with new Canadians, women leaving relationships and those who work but don't have enough money to clothe their family members. The clothing depot helps at least 160 people every month. Last year it handed out 1,700 garbage bags full of clothing. "This community is bar none. If I put a shout out that I need blankets, then our shoot is full the next day. It warms my heart to see the care of this community. I've never seen anything like it," says Attar. "There was a lull in donations after the COVID-19 pandemic," she says, "but donations have picked up again." The clothing depot runs the annual Socktober drive through the support of the Rotary Club of Innisfil to stock up on socks, gloves, underwear and hats ahead of the seasonal need. "There is always a need for basics, like socks and underwear, and as winter approaches, gloves and hats tend to be handy. Right now, there is a specific need for men's clothing like coats, jeans and track pants, as well as winter and work boots." Attar encourages donations but emphasizes the need for clothing. Toys and electronics are not part of the program. And while the program runs year-round, it is closed during the month of December, allowing Attar to work on Christmas hampers, get involved in the toy drive as well as free Christmas Eve dinners. Attar has embraced life in Innisfil, having found her way here via Toronto, Montreal and Collingwood. "It's been amazing. I love it here. I met my fiancé at the church too," she says. The clothing depot is run out of the Innisfil Community Church, where Attar has also found a connection. Raised in the Jewish faith, Attar went to a private Hebrew school and her father was a founder of a Toronto synagogue. But the church in Innisfil drew her in. She attended Bible school and services after her initial through the Soul Sisters group. A couple of years ago, on Christmas Eve, Pastor Steve Bradley asked if anyone wanted to come to Christ and my hand went up by itself, she explains, adding that she became baptized the following Easter Sunday. "But I'm still Jewish. I understand both. I help all kinds of people. It doesn't matter about religion. It's all about the heart."